Welcome to Sharing the Word. I'm your host, Dr. Driver.
Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord, and ye will lift you up.
Welcome to Sharing the Word. I'm your host, Dr. Driver. In preparation for our upcoming episodes or series on end times in the Gospels by Jesus Christ, we will be going through Matthew, Mark, and Luke as Jesus describes the end times. I look forward to getting into that series in a couple of weeks. I've been preparing for that. So we're going to look at Matthew chapter 24. We're going to look at Mark 13. And of course, Luke chapter 17 and 21. Today, I will be going over 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, as Paul tells the Thessalonica church about the coming of the Lord. In our last episode, we were discussing being encouraged and hopeful on his return. You know, it's interesting. When I look through the scriptures on end time prophecy, we can read it through Isaiah, we can read it through Ezekiel, we can read it through Daniel, Joel, I can go on. There's so much prophecy about the second coming of the Lord. Genesis even goes through it. And one of the things that I'm praying for and hoping is that God's people are really looking forward to the day of the Lord. I look forward to maybe say basketball season, football season. You kind of know you're in those seasons. I like watching that. But I'm really looking forward to the day of the Lord. I have a busy schedule. I remember one of my pastor buddies asked me, he said, "Are you ready for the Lord to come now?" I said, "Oh, yes." "But you got this to do and that to do. It doesn't matter." "Blessed is he whom the master finds him doing." And I gotta be honest with you, I'd rather be busy doing what God has called me to do than sitting in my house doing nothing. So looking for the day of the Lord, what does that look like for you? Before we get into reading what Paul tells the Thessalonica church in chapter 5, I wanna paint a picture if I can. I'm not an artist drawing, my wife is that. But one of the things I look at is that Jesus uses metaphors, he uses examples and illustrations about the day of the Lord. And I'm like, they had problems with crime back in that day as well. And Jesus used the example of he will come like a thief in the night. Now we see on the news, people are breaking into stores, houses, mostly at night. Nowadays, they're just emboldened to do it anytime they want. But a thief has certain traits. And one of the traits, what a thief does, it always wants to go and capture possessions when they think they can get away with it with nobody there. And Jesus used the example that if the owner of the house knew somebody was going to break in, would he be gone? No, he would be standing guard and protecting it. So with that illustration, I kind of go, wow, maybe, this is just a thought, maybe in our lifetime, instead of just, say, looking in the clouds and looking at all the different signs that we're going to get into in more detail in the weeks to come, you know, he's coming like a thief. Now, what does that mean? A thief is not going to give you his itinerary. He's not going to give you, you know, his blueprint of how he's going to do things. A thief goes in and robs when it's convenient for them at any time during the night. So when I keep reading that as a thief in the night, I went, huh. So it made me pay attention to the news recently and looking at the activity over the last several years. And you find some commonalities. You find some common traits about a thief. They cover their identity. They conceal it. Most of the time, a thief likes to work alone, but sometimes they do it with a crowd. And they like to break in. They like to do it when the owner is not prepared or the store owner is not prepared that somebody's going to break in. You can have your surveillance systems up. You can have your doors locked. You can have all those precautions in place. But here's what happens. The thief knows what you have. Unless you picked you at random. So Paul uses what Jesus even says about the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. Sometimes we have to think about our adversary differently, just like Satan. The Bible tells us we know the schemes of the devil, the wiles of the devil. We should not be ignorant to that. We should be sober-minded and prepared to deal with the things of the devil. So when I'm preparing for the Lord's return, because that's what I'm doing, I am living my life in preparation for his return. So if you know you have crime and robbery going on in your community, you secure your possessions, your car, your house, you got ADT or whatever you may have. You do all those things to secure in preparation and defense for your safety so that nobody breaks in. And if somebody tries to, you're alerted that somebody's trying to break in. Here's what it means to me on a spiritual level. Satan always looks for an opportune time to tempt us, to go after us, to trip us up. Okay, we know that. But even the scriptures tell us, Jesus even describes it, we are not ignorant to what Satan does. So if we're not ignorant to what Satan does or will do, then we should not be as ignorant or unaware that the Lord's return could be imminent. It could be any time or day. Now, the thief comes in the night, but thieves also steal during the day. Primarily in the night, cloak of darkness, to conceal their identity. More people out in the daytime, less people out at night. Therefore, they have their pick of whatever they want to go after or rob. So the Lord is telling us that he's coming like a thief in the night. But does it mean the Lord's going to come at night? Because we don't know the day or hour. Only the Father in heaven does, as Jesus describes. So what does that mean for me then? I could have my house broken any time of the day. I don't leave my doors open. I don't leave my windows open. So I'm prepared because we live in these times, if you will, where I need to be vigilant. I need to be prepared for anything and everything that happens. Now, when we get into the story of the five wise and the five foolish, the five wise had, you know, oil in their lamp. The five foolish did not. And all of a sudden the bell went out and, you know, time for the wedding, if you will. And the five unwise said, hey, can I borrow some oil? No, better get to the store. You should have been prepared. Because again, we know we're going to be at this wedding. We just don't know the time they're going to, you know, host it. So the Lord's coming at a time when we're going to just move to and fro like normal day of activity. But you still have to secure who you are in Christ. That's what I'm doing here. Secure yourself in Christ. Mean walk in confidence in Christ. Walk in boldness in Christ. Because the devil is looking for a way to trip you up. So we're not ignorant. We're not unaware. We know we're in these seasons where the battle that's going on is in the air. The principalities and powers of the air. We have to be ready, my friends, to know that how would it look if you're not prepared like the five foolish virgins? I want to be prepared. I want to set my own being to be secure, to be protected, so I'm not robbed of what's in me, which is my confidence, my boldness, my desire to please the Lord. Remember, everything's going to be tested by fire. So if we know the day of the Lord is coming, and if you don't believe that, maybe this message is not for you. But I'm here to tell you, my friends, the day of the Lord is at hand. Now, they talked about that, like I said, in the first century, second century. They did. They even said in Peter, you know, when is this coming of the Lord? Those are called scoffers in the last day. So watch this. So people are scoffing today because Christians are saying the Lord, this is the signs of the Lord's return, and they're scoffing, that's prophetic, then God's word is true. Amen? God's word is true. I find it interesting before we get a break in about 3 minutes here. You know how you hear on the news, we have global warming everywhere. Okay, it's hot in some areas. I know that. I'm not into meteorology and climatology, and I'm just not paying attention to a lot of it. But watch what I'm getting at with arguments with people about the return of the Lord. So, global warming, yes. But what about the winter cyclone, as they called it, that went across the United States? I mean, in almost every part of the country, it was cold. I think you relate to that. So, you know, climate warming, cyclone of, you know, cold, frigid temperatures. So we're in winter. If you're in winter, you know it's going to be cold. This is what I'm trying to get at. When it's summer, spring, summer time frame, you know it's going to be hot. So you prepare for those seasons. So if everybody says it's going to be, you know, global warming everywhere, okay, then I'm going to wear the clothes that says, yep, temperatures are 110 degrees. I'm going to wear and be careful about where I go out, and I'm going to make sure I have sunscreen, all those protective areas. When it's cold season, I'm going to do the same thing. Wear those things that protect. But when it's the seasons, here we go. Oh, I love this. When you're in the seasons of the return of the Lord, you're going to do things to prepare. Just like in summer and winter, you're going to prepare for his return. I'm praying you are. I am. Because I don't know when he's coming. I got my lamps ready. I fast and pray. I worship. I preach the word. I'm being busy, as the Lord said to do, in preaching. So we don't know the day nor hour. Oh, Lord, come quickly. But I do know this. Here's what I do know before we take a break. He is coming. Oh, my friends, he is coming as a thief in the night. You need to be prepared. You need to be prepared. We're going to take a break. And after the break, we're going to read 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And we're going to talk a little bit more about those details that very, very clearly relate to what even Jesus said is going to happen in the end times under the Gospels. I'll be right back.
Get started on your journey of learning and understanding how to be a practical, scripture-focused Christian. Enjoy a variety of messages of several lengths across many delivery systems online, from podcasts to TV. We also offer Christian classic movies on Galilee TV and our YouTube channel to offer biblical-centered entertainment for the whole family. Enjoy our popular Bible programs like Bible Minute, Sharing the Word, Take 5, and Sermon Classics. Our thought-provoking and inspirational programs are available on Galilee TV, The Now Network, our YouTube channel, and over 26 internet podcast channels like Pandora, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Breaker, Google Podcast, Apple, and more.
Welcome back. Before we took the break, I was talking about the seasons of summer and winter and what you do to prepare for summer when it's hot. Everybody says it's going to be hot because it's global warming. Some people say it's cold season, so you got to prepare for that. I'm talking about the weather temperatures of the return of the Lord, if you will, using some illustrations, some metaphors. The Lord is coming. What are you going to do to prepare for the return of the Lord, especially when Jesus is going to tell us through the Gospels that you'll see this sign, this sign, this sign. He goes through detail what those signs are. But then he also will say, but the end is yet to come. So some of the things we see from the Old to the New Testament are prophetic that we're living through today. I can get into a lot of detail if I wanted to just specifically, which I appreciate my ministering partners and colleagues that preach primarily about Revelation and end times. I love preaching on Revelations as well. And they stay between the Old Testament, between Ezekiel, Joel, Daniel, and they move into the New Testament as well and tie in the book of Revelations. This is good. But what I want to do differently is talk about what Paul is saying in preparation, because Paul is taking the message that he got from Matthew, Mark, and Luke. So that's where we're building this block or paving this road to go down Amen. So what I want to do is start in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Now Paul is saying, as everybody knows, everybody likes my Bible. There's my Bible. I love my Bible. I have several Bibles. I have a Bible in my office. I have a Bible everywhere. And of course on the phone, you have a Bible app. But watch this. Here's what Paul says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. He said, but concerning the times and the seasons, brethren. Now remember, he said seasons. Times and seasons. Just like summer season, fall season, winter season, we can go on. I love the expressions of seasons. You have no need that I should write to you, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. Now, I like to stop there because I've been saying this for, I've been preaching since 86, 87 time period. A long time. It's a lot of years, 35 plus years. And when I preach on the subject of the end times, I look at this every time I read it, and every time I preach it, I went, wow, the word is true. The word is true. He says, Paul says, that we have no need to write to you about the coming. We have said it. We have reminded you the day of the Lord is going to come as a thief in the night. Okay? That's what he said. The Old Testament pretty much writes out prophetically his first coming, and there's some things about his second return, yes, but when you get into what Jesus is going to tell us in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, you're going to go, wow. And look at why Paul and Peter and James and Jude, all of those New Testament writers, take what Jesus said and they give what's going to happen in the end times as well. So I love end time preaching. Not so much diving into chapter by chapter as I do all the time on the book of Revelation, but I love when Paul says, you have no need for me to write about this anymore. Because why? He said, the Lord is coming. He said he would. His word is true. He says, I will return soon. I'm going to prepare a place for you. I'm coming back. But I'm coming like a thief in the night. The apostles even asked Jesus, when's going to be the sign of your return? Only the Father knows, Jesus said. Only the Father knows. So when Paul's writing that you have no need, he goes in verse 2. He says, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. For when they say peace and safety, then suddenly destructions come upon them as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape. Now, that's from 1 to 3. Now, see, you see the illustrations and the metaphors that are being used at the same time? The day of the Lord's going to come with rapid succession. Pop, 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 pop. It will intensify. It will happen. The signs will happen. It'll be birth pains. Everything's going to start moving and shaking. Temperatures are going to be like this. The moon will turn, red and dark. There's so many things that we can say through Scripture. God's word is coming to life for us in this season, this generation, to see the second coming of the Lord. Now, in the 80s when I started preaching, I remember this booklet that came out and said 88 reasons why Jesus will come in 1988. Now, I went through the entire 88 points they had there, and I was like, they're off. And I'm a young preacher at this time going, no, that's not what I read in Scripture. But there are people even after the 88 reasons why the Lord will come in 1988. They said he was coming in 2000. They said he was coming in 2003. I can go. Everybody's trying to predict based on the events of the world. Listen to me. Based on the events of the world that, yep, the Lord's coming this year. Don't listen to that. It's false prophets. I'm telling you, they are. I don't know the day. I don't know the hour. All I know is he said, when you see the following signs, then you know my return is near. I can get into, let's say, winter season. I don't know when the first snow is going to happen unless I listen to the weatherman. See what I'm saying? I don't know that, but I know it's going to snow this year. Just don't know when. We're in cold season. Same approach is what the Bible is telling us. We do not know the day nor hour. So don't listen to somebody who gives you a timeline. I'm giving you kind of like a caution or warning. Do not listen to preachers that try to narrow down, it's this year, it's this month, it's this day, it's this. People keep asking, what do you think is going to... I don't know. I'm going to live. Here's my solution. I'm going to live as it is the day of the Lord. I don't want to be caught, as they say in the expression, with my pants down. I mean, I want to be ready for the Lord. I want to be walking in the light as he's in the light. I want to walk in holiness and sanctification. I want to be blameless. I want to be doing what God called me to do. So that I hear, well done, my faithful servant. Come in to a place prepared for you. Oh, hallelujah. That's what I'm looking for. So Paul goes on and he says in verse 3, for when they say peace and safety, then suddenly destruction comes upon them as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape. Now, some have interpreted this verse in 1 Thessalonians 5 as the day of the Lord is happening with the rapture of the church. We can get into that later. But here's the thing. Birth pains, pregnancy. I worked at hospitals. My wife had babies. I know how those first trimester, second trimester, I get all that. It intensifies. So sometimes when you see what's going on in the world, it seems like everything's happening all at once. But the Bible says, but the end is not yet. So what is Paul saying in 1 Thessalonians? When you see earthquakes, when you see war, when you see this, you see that, they're all happening all at the same time or in the same season. But some people are going to say, everything's fine. I mean, some people are saying we're not even in inflation. Okay. I know what it looks like when I go shopping. I know what's happening. But some people say, it's just economics. Yes. Okay, there's that sign. Then you look at the signs of farmers growing their wheat or whatever. We can see certain things going on and then predict, this is the point, predict, here's what the outcomes are going to be. I'm going to stick to the Word of God is what I'm getting at. I know that people are going to say, okay, as the signs of the times are like a woman in labor, and then guess what? And you're not going to be able to escape it because until that trumpet call goes out, you're going through all those signs. Okay, here we go. Verse 4. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, so that this day should not overtake you as a thief. Oh, I love this. Verse 5. You are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor darkness. So Paul is saying, because you're in the Word, Old Testament included, to the New Testament, all the things that are going on, oh, hallelujah. Everything that's going on, you're not ignorant because the Bible says these events, these seasons will happen. So instead of me being in despair, in anguish, having an anxiety attack, I'm praising the Lord because my living hope is coming soon. Jesus Christ is coming. That's my living hope, my friends. So the Lord reminds me, these are the events that are going to happen. So when I know we're in fall season to winter season, I'm not discouraged because it's getting cold. I expect it to get cold. I expect the leaves to fall off the tree. I expect that as we get through the months, and now we're into late October, November, December, we're going to see some snow. I expect it. But I also know what happens going into spring. We have to get to a point of understanding that Jesus Christ is Lord, and he's coming back soon. Here we go. Got a few more minutes. Verse 6, therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk at night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and the helmet, the hope of our salvation. For God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Oh, my friends, I don't want to rush through the series that we're building here to get ready for the end times through the gospel according to Jesus. But every day, we get closer and closer to the return of the Lord. And when we read what Paul just said, he's telling us, We should not be sleeping. We should not be a people of night. We should be people of day, to be in the light, to be sober-minded, to putting on the full armor of God, to be prepared, to be prepared, to be prepared. Oh, hallelujah. You know, when my wife and I moved to our Atlanta offices here in the southeast, it does get cold. Not as much snow like it was in the Pacific Northwest. But what I could tell you is, I said, we need some winter clothes. So we did go buy some winter clothes. Not the heavy clothes that are in the Northeast, but in the Southeast, we had to still get some clothes. So we got prepared. That's how you're supposed to live your life, in preparation for the Lord's return. Keep doing things to build your faith, my friends. Keep doing things to add to your faith, to minister to those who need to hear the gospel. I want everyone to know we are truly in end times. And as people live with despair, you can always give people the defense of the hope that's in you. But do it with love and gentleness. That's 1 Peter 3:15. So as we close on this message today, and we're going to build on it till we get into the Gospels of the return of the Lord, according to Jesus, please help me. I'm going to say help me. Pray for me that I may continue to preach God's word with boldness and insight. Because I know when I witness to someone, I love telling people what Bible says. The Bible says this, but I want to be able to say, here's what I'm doing to live my life in holiness and sanctification for the Lord. Amen. May God bless you, my friends. I pray that you will be sober-minded, equipped and ready to do great things for God, for he is coming soon. May God bless you. Join me again on another episode of Sharing.
Get started on your journey of learning and understanding how to be a practical, scripture-focused Christian. Enjoy a variety of messages of several lengths across many delivery systems online, from podcasts to TV. We also offer Christian classic movies on Galilee TV and our YouTube channel to offer biblical-centered entertainment for the whole family. Enjoy our popular Bible programs like Bible Minute, Sharing the Word, Take 5, and Sermon Classics. Our thought-provoking and inspirational programs are available on Galilee TV, The Now Network, our YouTube channel, and over 26 internet podcast channels like Pandora, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Breaker, Google Podcast, Apple, and more.